This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. And today we have a DS Teachable moment and a class smasher pass for you guys. But before we get into all that, what's new with you, Remy?
What is new with me? Not that much, but I just met a pregnant Aileen, and I am very excited for what is new with her.
Congrats, Aileen.
Yeah,
a baby is a blessing.
A baby is a blessing.
And this is her second one.
Boy is highest blessing, as Magda would say. But we don't know what this guy is.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
What this person is. But we're excited for them to be in this world with us. And welcome.
A new little DST.
Baby DST.
A baby DST. I love it. I wanted to give a quick update.
Okay, cool.
On my quitting vaping journey.
Yay. I'm so excited.
I'm like 75% quit.
That's crazy. You guys bullied Emily into quitting vaping, and I'm so happy about
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes bullying is effective.
Mm-hmm. Not always.
Not always, but
let
in some cases.
Let this not be a trend.
No, yeah. And please don't bully me. But in this case, you guys really gave me a kick in the ass after that vaping episode. You know, I got a lot of DMs that mm-hmm. they were very supportive to my journey, and then I got some that were less supportive, but, you know. And those were the bullying ones that we're talking about. But some of you were really supportive and gave me a lot of good tips and told me, you know, the first few days are brutal and then it'll get better. And that's very true. Now, caveat, mm-hmm. I'm not 100% off of it.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now is that I'll have a few hits in the morning with mm-hmm. my morning coffee. And then mid-morning, maybe a couple more hits. But then after 12, mm-hmm. nothing until 6 p.m.
But you also, you started on the less nicotine packs.
Yeah, it was actually zero. So yeah, I switched out. I had two cartridges. And
right.
I don't know, guys, if this was the best way to do it. But this is just how I decided to do it. Because a big factor for me was having something to do with my hands and, you know, the hand to mouth situation.
Now we have these avocado stress balls.
Yeah, seriously. Mine's in my bag. But yeah, no, I actually have been actively looking for more things to do with my hands. I've been wearing this ring that it's like three rings built into one. So it kind of rolls.
Them?
Yeah, so I fidget them.
That's fun.
I have a stress ball now. Mm-hmm. I need something else, though. I don't want to be a fidget spinner person because they're just not cool.
You know what's been all over my TikTok algo is crocheting. And I think I'm going to take it up because it looks really fun and it's something to do with these hands.
That could be a thing.
Could be fun.
I've tried knitting in the past, too much for me, but the crochet is easier, I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
So maybe that could be a thing.
Could be fun.
Maybe I'll start chewing pencils. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh my God, I used to do that back in the day.
Did you chew pencils?
Oh my God, disgusting person. Chewed pencils, erasers, my shirt.
Erasers?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I used to do? I used to, I always wore my hair in braids. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like till high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I would chew the
American
end of my
girl whose name is Molly.
No, seriously. I actually had Molly. Or no, my sister had Molly. I had Felicity, but whatever, same thing. I would chew.
Not the same thing.
They looked very similar.
No.
I mean, Remy, they
Felicity
all have the same
is,
face.
For sure. Okay. Fine. fine, but they have very
can't get into this debate
different
right now.
Backstories.
No, very different backstories. Felicity, obviously, colonial girl. Mm. She's got the red hair.
Molly, more current, and has glasses. The glasses. Only one with glasses.
That's why my sister had her, because she had glasses mm-hmm. in the third grade. Mm-hmm.
I love that my Kristen had a gap in her teeth, because I was like, so do I. But then I realized they all do.
I actually loved Kristen.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Kristen or Kirsten? I think it's Kirsten.
It's Kirsten, you're right.
It's Kirsten.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Sorry.
Kiki.
Yeah. you were saying something about your braids.
I used to eat my braids. That's
you
not,
ate your braids?
Like, I would chew the end of them.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes,
like.
Of course. You suck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Listen, kids are gross. and now we vape. But
I
we're getting better
glue.
At not.
Yeah. I never ate glue.
That's good.
Did you eat glue?
No, but I'd love to glue my hand and peel it off.
Who didn't love that?
Okay, cool.
I also love taking the wax from the Babybel cheese and making nails.
I used to make sculptures out of Babybel cheese wax.
What kind of sculptures?
Everything. Like, I think it started with nursery rhymes. So I'd make like a Humpty Dumpty. Then there was a Georgia O'Keeffe phase where I was like making flowers
vaginas.
That also had vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went
but
to-
But how apropos.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were destined to become- The woman that you have.
To become who I become.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding.
So your vaping journey. Okay, I was going to say less percentage because I have another friend who's quitting vaping and she went down to 3%. But I remember your 0% because
it
hits different.
Yeah, it does hit different. It's,
yeah.
This is what I decided to do. So basically when you're quitting, there are two ways that you can go. I mean, there's many ways that you can go, but two basic ways. The first way is you cut out the nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And the second way is you cut out the oral fixation,
mm-hmm.
right? So I decided
to- Or the third way, cold turkey completely.
Right. Yeah. And I wasn't ready to do cold turkey. But so if I was to keep the nicotine but cut out the oral fixation, I would have gotten like a nicotine patch mm-hmm. or gum, you know, so I could still get that nicotine but cut the habit of the vape, right? But since the habit is such an integral part of my day, or it had been up to this point, I decided to go for the 0% nicotine juice, which admittedly has made the process a little longer than it might have been otherwise, because I'm switching back and forth between two cartridges. But now I'm going basically the whole day, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., with absolutely no nicotine. I do feel like the next phase, which it's the middle of the week right now, maybe by the end of this week, the next phase will be maybe I'll have some in the morning
mm-hmm.
and then after 12, nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm very inspired and I have a trip coming up. My cousin's getting married and we have to go on her bachelorette. I don't think this is a place I will bring weed to because I don't think it is legal and I don't want to get in trouble or anything like that. So I am kind of planning a tea break. Little THC break so that when I get there, it won't be so much of a problem. And I would love any DSTers who have done this before. Give me your recommendations on your tea breaks. I've heard that it could be like 7 days and then like you'll feel a lot better and feel okay.
I've had withdrawal from weed before.
Mm-hmm.
When I took a trip for 10 days and that's a long time. You know, I can go a couple days and mm-hmm. not really feel anything, but the one thing that I noticed when I didn't smoke weed for 10 straight days was my sleep was all over the place.
Mm.
I didn't realize how much it actually controls my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you this tip. L-theanine, it is found in green tea.
Mm-hmm.
It has very calming effects on mm-hmm. the body. It's not a sleep aid per se, but it calms you down. At least for me, it calms me down to the point where it always knocks me out.
What is it? It's a
It's found in green
or?
Tea without, oh, it's basically so green tea without the caffeine.
Okay.
So it's no caffeine.
An evening tea. Got it.
And I took it on a plane once. I was asleep in 10 minutes.
Cool.
It is one of those crazy natural remedies that usually I'm like, that's not effective.
Yeah.
But it is effective.
Yeah. I don't want to start the break on the vacation because I think that could get like, it's a lot of girls. I don't want to be like weird. So I want to give myself like a few weeks before to like get into the
Okay.
group. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I love this for you.
Yeah.
So we'll get an update on that.
Yeah.
Next show, I guess.
Yeah.
And or maybe not the next show, but
for sure.
Soon. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Speaking of updates, we have a DST Teachable moment, and Emily, I would love for you to read this one.
Me too. Okay. I this warms my heart. And I'm like eating my words, but I love to eat my words, as you guys know. Okay. Hi, Emily and Remy. I vividly remember the episode where both of you expressed you were not workout set girls because this was the first and only time I've ever wholeheartedly disagreed with you guys. I was shocked. After hearing about Emily's unitard, it sounds like you may have come around on the idea.
Yes,
bit.
Unitard.
And I absolutely have. I am a unitard lady.
Go off,
now.
Unitard.
For me, having cute workout clothes I'm excited to wear and that are designed for performance makes it that much easier to make it to the gym. Mm. Leggings that are well designed and fit properly shouldn't need to be hiked up all the time and shouldn't give you uncomfy camel toe. You know I agree with that.
You're talking to the toe pro.
I'm the toe pro. And a good sports bra keeps my boobies in place. The casual use of the word boobies,
I love boobies,
is interesting. I feel like it's a word that babies use.
I say boobies.
Boobies?
But I also say tummy.
I like the word titties. I feel like it's the cutest.
That's so horny.
Really?
Yeah. That is so horny.
No, it's like I'm in
I like bazoongas. Jugs.
I love jugs.
Oh my gosh. Jugs just sound like back pain.
I think jugs should be the medical term.
Yeah.
Like we should petition to switch out breasts for
so
jugs.
So I see your jugs have grown a considerable amount during this pregnancy.
I feel a mass in your jugs.
Looks like your jugs are a gallon now.
All right. Where was I?
Boobies.
Keep my boobies in place. Okay. Yeah. It's also a sensory thing. I hate the feeling of a sweaty, sticky t-shirt or shorts bunching up in my crotch.
Fair.
I mean, yeah, fair. Yeah. When I'm not distracted by my clothes, I can focus on moving my body and having fun. Plus, sets can be so cute and totally set the vibe. It's kind of like an immersive costume to me. Some days, I wear an all-pink set to bar to feel like Barbie. Barbie. There's something there. Or I'll wear a set that makes me feel like a bad bitch when I'm boxing. Or I'll wear all pink to boxing because Barbie's a bad bitch who can throw a hook too.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of when you said that, like, you feel like a Barbie when you get dressed. Like there's stand-up Remy and then there's podcasting Remy. And then it's like a fun way to think about that.
And this is honestly, it's like giving method acting.
It is. You're a method actress.
Yeah.
Workout sets have also helped me with my self-image. This is like a college-level essay.
I know. I love her.
In addition to feeling good in my outfit, actually visually seeing my muscles move and flex while I'm working hard and feeling strong reminds me to appreciate my body even if those muscles are behind a softer layer.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that this won't resonate with everyone and that workout sets aren't always accessible to everyone because they're expensive, they're limited sizes, etc.
She's just covering all the points. I'm obsessed.
You should be a politician.
You should take our job.
Please take my job. But I thought it was worth sharing because it's been something that I found has helped me on my self-care and body acceptance journey, and maybe it could help someone else too. Thanks for all that you guys do. A workout set obsessed bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, girl. And I never thought I would be a onesie person. Look at me.
Yeah.
Do I seem like a onesie person?
You do now.
I've changed.
You've changed.
And I was talking to my mom about this, actually, because she was like, they seem impractical. Or like, she said something about them being impractical. I said,
unitard specifically.
Unitard. Yeah. Not the set. The one piece.
Yeah.
They are the most practical.
Right.
Because you're just throwing on one thing and then you're washing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And practically speaking, you know, if you're wearing leggings, at least I find out
pulling
them up.
Yeah.
And the unitard just holds. It's kind of like suspenders in a way. So I would highly recommend you guys try it. I'm actually looking for a short one because the one that I have is long. Like
it's too long.
Pants. No, yeah. they're pants.
Oh, you want a shorty romper.
I want
romper.
A shorty for summer.
Nice.
So if you guys want to slide in my DMs and tell me what is a good one to buy that's short, I do want one of those too.
I love this though. As far as like the points that you hit, with expensive,
so
limited
points.
Size runs, et cetera. Like, this is why I was being a hater on sets initially. It's because, like, whenever I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do that. It's because I think I can't do that. Whether it's like, I don't want to go out and find the outfit and do the trying on and stuff. And like, I'll just find found things and put them together.
And yeah, like it's utilitarian.
Right, I can't afford a full set. So why wouldn't I just use a t-shirt and stuff? But you're right. Like, since we've been doing these classes, I did wear a t-shirt to one class and I didn't like it. And you were saying about like my long sleeve shirts. I'm like the same thing that she's saying. I like to see how my body moves and that stuff. Like it is nice to have a outfit that makes you feel put together. Like it kind of psychs you out into thinking that you are more capable.
Totally. Especially if you're in a class with a big mirror, which a lot of them have. Mm-hmm. It is like kind of fun to see a put together version of yourself doing the thing. It's still not my favorite thing. And it's very personal, actually. Sets? Yeah. It's okay. I don't like the way I look in workout clothes. I never have.
In two-piece sets or?
Like the onesie was actually the first thing that I've ever bought that was workout specific that I actually like the way I look in it. And I know, and you know, so I kind of have just adopted this philosophy that working out, I'm not even thinking about the way I look. I just show up looking like a beast and that's it. And that's kind of a defense mechanism, if I'm being honest, because I just don't like the way I look in workout clothes. I have small breasts, small jugs, as we say. And so like sports bras really flatten them out. And I don't like the way it looks. And then I have like these other areas that I don't like the way they look in sports bras. I don't really like the way I look in leggings. Do you ever see me wear leggings not to a workout class?
Never.
Like, never, right? Never. So I don't really love tight clothes. I don't really love things that compress the chesticle area. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why I don't like matching sets. I don't feel great in them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that if I found one that I liked, it could completely change the game for me.
Yeah.
And that's what the unitard did. So that's why I'm so passionate about it.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable in a unitard, but if a bunch of sets just showed up in my closet and they fit me, you know, like I would wear sets every day. I do think they're adorable.
They are.
I was just being sassy because I didn't think it was attainable for me.
Sometimes we're haters because we're jealous. I'm jealous. We're jealous of that bitch in the workout class.
Yeah. And here's something I will say.
Yeah.
Like in Dance Body, that was the class I wore the t-shirt to. Uh-huh. It was like, I was already throwing off the choreography. Like I should have looked uniform in some way. Just in some way.
You're like, it's almost like they're a green screen and you're in front of them in your t-shirt, like trying to copy the moves.
Literally.
I used to watch this girl on YouTube. This was like 20 years ago, but her name was Dog Lover. Mm-hmm. And like a bunch of numbers. I can't remember. And she did this dance to Disturbia. Mm-hmm. And it was like superimposed on top of the video. And it was just her in a Tasmanian devil t-shirt doing like
so
weird, like, Disturbia.
Uh-huh. No, it's wild that you just said Tasmanian devil t-shirt because I was going to say it was like I was a Tasmanian. I was out of control and I also looked crazy.
Wait, that is weird because it literally was a t-shirt with the Tasmanian devil on it.
Crazy.
I'll never forget it.
Crazy.
It's like still one of my most watched videos.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know what? Actually, while we're at it, guys, if you are sliding in my DMs about the onesie, also send me, like, are there sports bras for people with small jugs that, like, not necessarily like a push-up or something, but just something that doesn't flatten them out so much. I feel like a refrigerator.
Can I ask what you need a sports bra for? Like, does it
hurt? Oh, my God.
Hurt?
That is so rude.
No, but does it still hurt? Like, because
They bounce. Yeah, they bounce. And so, like, they're not hitting me in the face or anything, but, like, it definitely is more comfortable to have a little support.
Right.
But I don't need a ton of support.
Right. I'm trying to think. Like,
I have worn camisoles before.
Like, I had boobs when I did ballet. We didn't wear sports bras. We wore leotards.
No, but the leotard holds it in. Like, so I can wear, like, a tight tank top. I have done that before.
Okay.
So yeah, if you have suggestions for that, that would be appreciated too. Maybe something with a shelf bra. I don't know. Just, I don't like the way I look in workout clothes.
Well, if you do like the way you look in sets, I guarantee you should keep
rocking
wearing
those sets. Keep rocking those sets. Send us pictures of your set. Actually, that would be
that.
Fun. Yeah. Like story yourself in a set and tag us. And, maybe name the brand. Maybe you could influence us.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, we'll move on to Class Smasher Pass. We both tried separately, not together.
Yep.
But we both tried Bar 3, which, if you guessed it, you're so smart. It is a bar class. It's called Bar 3.
Bar 3, Bar B's.
So Bar 3 is separated into three different categories that they cover in every class. And those three things are strength, cardio, and mindfulness. That's what makes it unique to me. Like, if you want to know the difference between this and all of the other bar classes, that to me is the difference, is that they do, you know, some aspects of, I would say, yoga. And at the end of the class, there is like that mindfulness part of it, which I actually thought was pretty cool in concept. But in practice, I didn't feel like, at least the class that I took, it was really, really quick. The mindfulness part of it.
For sure.
And I kind of felt like, well, this didn't really need to be there. I don't know how you felt about that.
So I didn't know that mindfulness was supposed to be a huge aspect of it. So I was just going in for bar reasons.
Going in blind.
Yeah, as I do, because I like to. I like to do with movies. I don't like trailers. Anyway, it's a very fun bar workout, I thought. Like, you use a ball, which there's nothing better than like a squishy ball that you can adjust your
I love
crunches
those squishy
with.
Balls.
It's fucking awesome.
It really is.
Bands.
you grow up. Our producers are just snickering over here.
I love
over
to squish
squishy balls.
Balls.
Who doesn't like to squish balls?
Yeah, no, and it's you get a band as well and little weights. And there's just something about having accessories in a workout that I really like, because it's like, oh, look how we look with this band, and like look how it adjusts our posture, kind of like it makes it harder to do things wrong if you're doing with a band or a ball or whatever, because there's only so many ways to do it with weights. Obviously, like, you can get your arms all fucked up.
I feel accessories in general are, I mean, that's another way to feel like Barbie.
Yes,
we have our accessories.
Yes.
We have our little things at our little station.
And it makes you feel like you're switching it up a little more.
Yeah.
Like that you're just like, oh, okay, cool. We're done with the ball now. We'll go back to the band. Okay, cool. Like, I don't know. It compartmentalized it up for me. And I thought it was really, really cool. I also think it's great because bar classes, you're supposed to be barefoot. So there's no buying of socks. There's no wearing of shoes. You can't wear the wrong shoes.
Yeah, in a lot of bar classes, they will have carpeting. So they'll have you wear like those grippy socks.
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't. This one you could
grippy
be
grippy socks on carpeting?
Yeah. Well, at least when I used to do Physique 57 and then I also did Pure Bar one time, I needed grippy socks.
Interesting.
I guess it's so that you don't get rug burn on your feet.
But why would you need the grip if
because then your feet slide without it?
Oh, on the carpet?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, this was like you can't wear the wrong shoes. The only thing I did ask, if you need to wear sneakers, you can get a note from your doctor. Because some people have like ankle stuff or fallen arches like me. I also started looking up like ankle supports that you can wear and still be barefoot.
Okay.
So Google those if you guys want those. Because that was something I was nervous about with the class. Is I was like, oh my God, my ankles are going to wobble around because
did
my
you
arches
have any trouble?
A little, but it just made me focus on the posture more.
Okay.
So it was like anytime I would be like leaning out on my foot or whatever, I would just like bring it back and like stop the exercise and then like resume once I was like aligned again.
Okay.
Just to make sure I wasn't getting like messed up. But yeah, I found the class so fun. The only thing I will say is I was positioned, the teacher was so nice. She was like, do you want to stand by the window so you can like look out at the people walking by? And I was like, yes.
I'd be so distracted.
Well, no, but I like love that idea. But here's the thing is if you're by the window, you can see yourself in so many different parts of the mirror.
If you're in the window?
Just because of the positioning of where that is.
Oh, where it was in that studio.
Like I was getting reflected. I think we went to the same. Yeah, I think there's only one in the city.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was in the West Village.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could see four of me in the mirror at all times.
That's a lot of Remy.
Which I did not like. Yeah. I'm more of a small doses person, even for myself. So I was just like, oh my God, look at me over there. And it was just from all the angles and it kind of like
threw you off.
Threw me off a little bit. But that being said, I did love the class.
Okay.
A lot.
I was really curious to see if you would like it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't really like it.
Oh no.
Okay. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain parts that I did like. Like there's a little cardio portion before you go to the bar, or at least for me, it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the cardio portion before?
Yep.
And I kind of liked it because that felt, I was getting a little bit 305 vibes when we were doing that, just because we were doing like, they were kind of, it was kind of dancing.
Yeah, but it's more ballet dancing.
It was.
Which I think that's why I like it too, because it's like a return for me.
I do think that type of dancing is really beautiful and I like to pretend that I can do it, even though I really can't. It was when we got to the bar that I just felt like, this is how I personally felt. I felt like this is a bar class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why were we only at the bar for like 5 minutes? That's why
we wanted more bar from the bar class.
Yeah, and I feel like I need to go back and do another physique class. Maybe I'm remembering it greater than it really was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't feel like there were maybe one or two exercises that we did at the bar where I felt my leg shaking and I like that's
I shook so much and I used to hate it when I did it in ballet
because
I was like, this is embarrassing. You know, like other girls aren't shaking this hard, but now when I'm doing it, I'm like, look how hard I'm working.
Yeah, like there's something awesome. So, I mean, you learn to love the burn.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't true though. Like the other girls probably were shaking. You just
They were fully shaking. They're just not looking at me.
You weren't noticing.
And my four reflections.
Sure. No, but so like we did one move and I don't remember what it was called, but holding onto the bar and then going into a squat and just kind of holding it there.
Yeah.
And then putting the ball in between our knees and squeezing it.
Yeah.
My thighs were shaking like crazy. And that's what I like to experience when I'm in a bar class because I feel like that's what's unique about it is you're working all these small muscles that you don't really access that easily. But
and they target them.
Yeah, they're targeting those specific muscles and it's a lot. It's always a lot of legs. But again, that exercise lasted maybe 20 seconds and then we were out of it and then my legs didn't shake again for the whole class. So I just wanted my legs to shake a little more. You know what I mean?
Could you have done any modifications to make it harder?
I guess while other people were doing jumping jacks, I could have gone back to the bar and done more bar shit.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just felt that's what I... That's how I felt. I went in expecting a bar class and I left feeling like it's not so much a bar class as it is, you know, 10% bar, 40% cardio, and then 50% like floor exercises and shit. So
how did your body feel after?
It felt like nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
So for me, I felt during and right after, I was like, things are working.
You know, like it could have been that we had different instructors.
Maybe.
Different classes.
Different attitudes. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, but like I literally said to the instructor when I left, I go, I think if I did this a lot, I would get very strong. Like that's how I genuinely felt. And I felt the next day I was the perfect amount of sore.
Oh, okay. See, I wanted to be more sore.
Happy.
What is it about physique? They keep you in those poses for
you haven't been there for a very long time. That's what it is.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to report back. No, I'm telling you, you spend so much more time at the bar. Like 90% of the class, you feel like your legs are going to fall off, but then they don't. And then it's like this amazing euphoric feeling when you leave the class. Like I thought my legs were going to fall off, but they didn't.
No, I thought it was good amount of shaking and I was tired. I mean, maybe I'm just not as as accustomed to working out. So no, it, maybe it was a better level for me.
Different bodies, different expectations.
Yeah.
Different attitudes.
Different smash or pass.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this was a smash for you.
Hard smash, yeah.
Hard pass for me.
Yeah,
I will never go back. And I feel bad because, you know, I really go into these classes looking for the good.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of bar classes, like this is what I'm really thinking. Like I even thought Pure Bar was, I had a better experience at Pure Bar than I did at Bar 3. That being said, would love it if you guys tried it and let me know what you think and mm-hmm. how it compares to other classes you've taken.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I used to do Core Fusion a lot. That was
never done that
my
one.
Bar one, and that was always way too hard for me.
See, you also don't want it to be too hard.
Yeah,
so it's like
and
you're
it
striking
wasn't inspiring
a weird balance.
To go back. And you know what was cool too about my Bar 3 class is the final thing I'll say is everyone was different aged. Which
oh.
was awesome and very inspiring to me that these women were like crushing me in fitness.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I know that they're doing this because they do this class or like
their muscles are used to those movements mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
You know what always used to drive me crazy actually is when I used to go to Physique 57, there would always be pregnant women there. Always. And they would encourage
get out of here.
They no. would say, yeah, I hate seeing pregnant women. No, that's not it. That's not it, guys.
Okay.
What I didn't like was they would have them do these ab exercises and they would give them like a wedge and be like, oh, you're pregnant. So like you need a wedge.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always be like, give me the wedge.
Can I have a wedge?
Yeah. Like yeah. I want a modification
mm-hmm.
too. And I often thought about lying and saying I was pregnant just so that I could get the wedge.
Did you ever ask for the wedge though?
No, I guess I could have asked nicely.
You don't ask,
for the
you don't get.
I know. Why am I such a fucking
squeaky
weirdo?
Squeaky wheel gets the wedge.
Yeah, it's so true. The yeah. squeaky wheel gets the wedge.
Yeah.
That age-old expression.
For sure. You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.